In the past few years, the phrase challenging has been used countless times to describe the economic climate the food and drink industry faces. But what does the data say about the real picture in society? I'm here with James Walton, IGD Chief Economist, to give us the lowdown. This is Rod Addy for Food Manufacture at the IGD 2013 convention. James, DEFRA data that you mentioned seems to suggest that people have cut back on fruit and vegetable consumption across the population, despite efforts to raise awareness of ways to use vegetables and fruits inexpensively and reduce waste. Is the message really getting through?
Absolutely. One of the most powerful and hardest hitting health campaigns that we've seen over the last couple of years has been the 5-a-day campaign. Not many of the people we talk to actually believe that they're hitting that target. They continue to believe that 5-a-day is something that they can do and something that they should do. People do want to eat more fruit and veg, and businesses want to sell more fruit and veg to them. One of the changes that we've seen over the last few years in terms of store design is that retailers who might previously have been pushing their non-food offer very, very hard are going back to the basics of grocery. They see that doing fruit and veg well is at the core of their purpose. They see that there's an opportunity there to produce fantastic displays, lots of colour, lots of texture, lots of smells, right at the entrance of the store. And when you go into some of the new store executions, places like Tesco at Watford, the fruit and veg is at the core of the store layout. So I do think that fruit and veg has a really strong resonance, both for shoppers and for retailers.
But consumption is going down?
At the moment, yes. There is good evidence to show that shoppers are eating less fruit and veg. ONS data shows us that there has been steady price pressure in both fruit and vegetables. The DEFRA data shows that people are purchasing less. The NHS health data suggests that people are actually eating much less. Now, there are several different forces at work there. Price absolutely is one of them, but it's not the only one. Other things may be a concern over waste. Shoppers, particularly shoppers on very tight budgets, sometimes worry that they won't eat fruit and veg before it goes bad, and therefore perhaps they will put off buying it in favour of something else. So what we have to do as a food industry is, first of all, to reassure shoppers, perhaps by putting on better packaging, extending the shelf life of the product. Secondly, we can inspire them by offering them exciting new recipe ideas, ideas that they personally can do in their home. And now that we have the internet, we don't just have to limit ourselves to recipe cards. We could do product demonstrations online, on demand, and certainly Sainsbury's, for example, has been very effective in doing that.
If we broaden the picture within the UK out to look at the commercial side of business, you mentioned the phenomenon of the number of business births in the UK recently versus the number of business deaths. Is it all a doom and gloom scenario, or is the picture actually more positive than negative?
Well, when I did this research, I was actually mentally positioning myself to find really, really bad news. Certainly the mainstream press has been talking a great deal about closures on the high street, business failures, that sort of thing. And there has been an awful lot of that. But what the data from ONS shows us is that businesses continue to be born at really quite a startling rate across UK as a whole, and specifically within food and drink. And certainly when it comes to food manufacturing, what we've actually seen is a boom of new business startups as the economic pressure has started to bite. And it may be that as people have left employment, perhaps with the civil service or with big organisations, they've said to themselves, I have money in my pocket, love food, suddenly I have an opportunity to start up and to be my own boss. And these new business startups really do give me a certain amount of confidence in the future of food generally, because tomorrow's business titans are obviously today's business startups.
How is the IGD working with industry to help it through these tough and challenging times?
Businesses have been through a period of extreme pressure, and there's probably more pressure to come. We've launched a new shopper research stream called Shopper Vista. This has now been going for 3 years. We have built up a really powerful archive of shopper data reflecting how the feelings and the actions of shoppers have changed as economic pressure has happened. On the other side of the business, we've been working very hard to equip our members with the skills that they need to cope with the future. Over the summer, we've been working very hard to increase business durability. We've worked with our partners to identify 19 separate threats to UK food security. We've put together a set of practical suggestions that people can do to try and reduce their vulnerability to those threats. Now, the fact sheet is going to be available on IGD.com very soon. And looking ahead, we're going to create an assessment tool which businesses will be able to use to determine how vulnerable they are to each of those 19 forces.
James, thanks very much. This is Rod Addy for Food Manufacture at the IGD 2013 convention in London.